with striking auto workers. A hearing in Denver continues on whether the Constitution's 14th Amendment would disqualify former President Trump from running again because of his actions surrounding January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. A landlord accused of attacking two tenants because of their Muslim faith has pled not guilty. A Plainfield Township, Illinois judge ordering him held without bail. The man charged with stabbing a six-year-old boy to death and seriously wounding his mother. This is ABC News. There's new details in the investigation into how Friends star Matthew Perry died.
LAPD sources are telling us today it was Matthew Perry's assistant who returned home to find him unresponsive in his hot tub. We've also learned from those close to him he had been playing pickleball that morning before he returned home. Pickleball had become a part of his life. The L.A. County Medical Examiner did an autopsy on Perry's body on Sunday but could not determine a cause of death. Investigators are now waiting on toxicology results to figure out why he died. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Jackson, Mississippi's police department facing a lawsuit after one of its officers struck and killed a black man with his police vehicle. 37-year-old Dexter Wade's family says police did not notify them he had died until 4 months later and had been buried in a pauper's field. Wade had two young children. His family wants the body exhumed for a proper funeral. Andy Field, ABC News.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers and Republicans who control the state legislature remain far apart on boosting Wisconsin's economy and dealing with the state's child care crisis. Republicans are proposing wide-ranging tax cuts and child care deregulation. The Democratic governor says he'd veto those bills.
That is not going to impact inflation. If we're worried about inflation, let's do a middle-class tax cut, and that's it.
Evers appeared on the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Republican Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan both say they'd back a continuing resolution to keep the government open and funded through April. Lawmakers are racing to avoid a government shutdown on November 17th. Both lawmakers were guests on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks face the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Miami Heat tonight at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The Bucks losing last night to the Atlanta Hawks, 127-110. Bucks newcomer Damian Lillard just with 6 points. NFL Monday Night Football. The Detroit Lions with a rare primetime game at home at Ford Field against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Green Bay Packers have made their pass rusher, Rashawn Gary, one of the highest paid linebackers, a 4-year deal worth $96 million, Gary on achieving his goal.
It's not hard, man, when you come in an organization like this and you have guys that's going to work Monday to Sunday and want the same outcome. So it's not like everybody's down, moving around, we're hungry. And like I said, we're excited for the next opportunity. So as long as we have that energy, as long as everybody's pushing to be better and get better and hold ourselves to that standard, look each other in the mirror, understand what we need to do right and what we need to fix that was wrong, we'd be fine.
Linebacker Rashawn Gary with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Snow showers likely at times. Tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 24. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Snow showers likely 35. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 35.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join the conversation with myself and Anya Esther, 844-967-2789. My thanks to Anya for pulling down a hosting gig or two last week.
Yeah, just one or two.
Well done. I was able to listen to parts of both. Always lovely to hear your perspective, and hopefully today you'll feel like weighing in some more. A lot to talk about. Just within the last hour, Nikki Haley formally filed the requisite paperwork to appear on the presidential primary ballot in her home state of South Carolina. So some breaking news here. If you don't recall, Mimirata Randhawa Haley, a.k.a. Nikki Haley, was elected and was the governor of South Carolina for 6 years, elected twice. She then was elevated to become the United States ambassador to the UN by Donald Trump, and she served a full 2 years, which seems like an eternity when you think about who Trump had in certain positions at different points in time. She served from basically January of 17 to December of 18. She's got experience. And I begin with Nikki Haley because some polling just came out. I think the Devils were talking a bit about it last hour, but really incredible here. Poll in Iowa just released. Trump still very far ahead in Iowa. He's at 42, 43 points of likely Republican voters in the primary. That's been unchanged since the last time they did this polling. However, Nikki Haley has surged and gained 10 points since the last time they ran this poll in Iowa. She is up to 16%. She is, in fact, in second place behind Donald Trump with none other than Meatball Ron DeSanctimonious from Florida, who's down 3 points. So this is actually part of the effect of the debates. Do debates matter? In fact, yes, they do. I don't think it is anybody can reasonably argue that Nikki Haley was not the winner of not just the first debate, but also the second debate. She seemed to be the only one up there operating on the premise that we need to act like adults and tell the truth all the time. you know, novel concept. And I think she landed some pretty good punches. My favorite two highlights is her basically giving Joe Biden his reelection campaign, which should be run on loop, which is Donald Trump increased the deficit of the United States by $8 trillion, and we need to be apologizing to our grandchildren for time in memoriam. That one, that little tidbit. And also when she told Vivek Ramaswamy that every time he talks, she gets stupider, which I think is a collective sentiment held by most Americans, because the man knows not what flies out of his mouth. Most of the time, it's just nonsense. But here's what I thought was more interesting. Of course, we can do the basic math on the radio, right? Like if 43% of the poll respondents who are likely Republican voters in that Iowa presidential preliminary caucus, then you get 57% undecided or voting for someone else. So if you do the math of all these other folks and you add all the rest of them up, Nikki Haley would be leading Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's just assume for argument's sake that if DeSantis isn't in the election anymore, those people go to Trump. Okay? So then you've got 59% for Trump. That's still a gettable margin for Nikki Haley, right? So I'm talking, Tim Scott's in third with 7%. Christy and Vivek splitting the fourth slot at 4% each. Doug Burgum, 3%, and Pence at 2%. Pence now out, RIP, no kidding.
RIP Pence?
RIP Pence. Oy.
Rest in Oy. Pence.
Rest in Pence, former vice president. She's within striking distance. And the thing that I find really interesting here is, let's not forget that Trump lost in Iowa to Ted Cruz. Everyone's senator, the senator that everyone likes to hate, I should say, even other elected officials from Texas that are also Republicans find the man to be simply intolerable. And he beat Donald Trump. So that's, Iowa matters. It matters a lot. They're first. I just think this is going to be an area to watch. I don't know about you, Anya, but I just don't see DeSantis hanging on much longer. They've been lighting money on fire. He is on the downswing. He cannot seem to gain any traction other than basically holding on to folks who were already supporting him, more or less.
Yeah, it's quite sad to see him do this. I mean, for such a meatball, he is having such a hard time staying on a roll. He's bad at everything he attempts. It's so sad.
Indeed, the meatball's having a hard time staying on a roll. You heard it here. That's effectively the problem. And every time the man's given an opportunity to try to take a policy stand to distinguish himself, the only thing he knows how to do is go harder right.
Yep.
Like, there's no modulation. There's no nuance. There's no deep thinking going on. And unlike Trump, and don't worry, everybody, you're not going to miss this. You're not going to want to miss the second half of the Maggie Dawn Show with Anya Esther, because Anya and I together have pulled some of the sound from that incredible interview at the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics that interviewed Bill Barr on stage with cameras and audio rolling on Friday. And I've got the greatest hits from that. DeSantis every time goes further right. And unlike Donald Trump, who doesn't have, frankly, the sophisticated either education or intellect to manage complex information or to express it verbally, which Bill Barr said on Friday, DeSantis is Ivy League two times. He was a JAG lawyer. The guy is very smart. So either he's like getting bad advice, or he can't discern good advice from bad, because listen, picking a fight with Mickey Mouse and taking your state further and further to the right, the rest of the United States does not want to be Florida, Ron. It's just, it's a faulty premise. And yet again, this past week, as it relates to the Israel and Hamas war, here comes Meatball Ron. Incredibly. Florida's university system, basically at the directive of Ron DeSantis, ordered all Florida state universities to shut down a pro-Palestinian student organization. The Students for Justice in Palestine have absolutely abhorrent policy platform positions, including that Israel doesn't have a right to exist as a nation. Okay? Terrible. But when they shut the student organization down, what they said was that it, let's see here, I want to get this right, that they need to crack down on campus demonstrations that delve beyond protected First Amendment speech and into harmful support for terrorist groups. According to whom? Students say lots of dumb things. Old people say lots of dumb things. Middle-aged folks that are, have law degrees that are named Maggie Dawn on occasion say dumb things. The First Amendment protects terribly obnoxious, horrible speech. And if all it takes is the waving of magic Ron DeSantis's wand to say that by engaging in hateful speech, you now are giving support to terrorist groups, that is a really scary standard for a government to adopt. You can't test that principle. Now, if one of these Students for Justice in Palestine groups was engaged in activity that did in fact support Hamas, yes, not only should they be kicked off campus and silenced, but they probably would be subject to some sort of criminal investigation. My point here, we'll talk about Nikki Haley. We're going to talk a little bit about Mike Johnson and these stories that are coming out about a man he's claimed alternatively to have both adopted and then maybe taken custody of, but nobody knows where any of the paperwork is, and the guy who wants to remain nameless, which I respect. We'll get there in the next segment. But this, no wonder Nikki Haley is beating everybody else. She is the one who can actually hold a detailed, nuanced, and complicated conversation with American voters over the nuanced, complicated stuff that's going on in our world. Meatball Ron, no such luck. Meatball Ron, it's too much to ask him to both denounce killing people and taking hostages, as Hamas has done, and also denounce the suggestion that a state government or a U.S. government or an Israeli government has the moral right to withhold water and electricity from citizens, right? Hamas, terrorist organization, terrible, withholding water and electricity. I'm not sure when I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week, but we're going to have a discussion of what collective punishment is under the United Nations and other bodies of international law, because this is creating an enormous humanitarian crisis. Reports today, electricity flowing again in Gaza. But can you imagine? No electricity, no clean water. Nuance, not a thing for Ron DeSantis. Can't do it. And apparently he thinks that if he keeps trying to out-Trump Trump, why does anybody want the imitation when they can just buy the original? I don't get it. I don't get the math. The math doesn't math. I think Ron is done. We come back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this poll. I'm going to talk about Mike Johnson's odd definition of family and weirdness around this man he calls a son named Michael. I'm Maggie Dawn. She is Anya Esker. We'll be back with more in a moment here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. In the booth is Anya Esther. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Come join our conversation, 844-967-2789. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. So, big poll came out. Nikki Haley surging into second place in Iowa behind Trump. Now at 16 points, tied with Ron DeSantis. Nikki Haley up 10, Ron down 3. And I just, my argument is, why would anyone pick Ron DeSantis when they can pick Donald Trump? It just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. And he keeps taking these further. He's trying to outright out Trump, out MAGA, the original MAGAnator. Right. And it doesn't make sense. Throws a student group off camp, off all campuses in the Florida university system. I find what the Students for Justice in Palestine, one of their policy platform points is that Israel as a nation doesn't have a right to exist. That is abhorrent. It is contrary to what is going to be necessary to find peace in the Mideast. But no matter how abhorrent those words are, the First Amendment protects them. And to shut that down without evidence that they are actually engaging in support of a terrorist group is deeply problematic, because it allows Meatball Ron with his magic wand that he's stolen from Disney to decide whose speech gets to matter and whose speech gets to be heard. All very disturbing. This is all part of a movement. Mike Johnson's sort of the mascot of the Christian nationalist movement, whereby in service of religious freedom, in the name of your religious freedom, you take other people's freedoms from them. And I think, you know, the questions that are being asked of Mike Johnson about a young boy that he has alternately claimed to have adopted and then not adopted, but taken custody of, needs to be interrogated. Because if you're going to be the man that says, I get to determine what family values are according to my religion, and I'm going to use my religion and my assertion of religious freedom to take your freedoms away, then it's perfectly acceptable for people to ask questions about exactly what happened here. And I'm concerned about this, because I'll take at face value the fact that this man wants to remain private and we should respect that. But Speaker Johnson has used this man's existence in his life, in the speaker's life, to assert that he has some insight into what it's like to be Black in the United States. Statements which he's alternately tried to walk back and then stand behind, depending on whom he's talking to. But again, what happened here? If your values you're going to impose on me, then how did this person come into your life when you were 25 and he was 14? I'm curious. And Anya, you very graciously offered to share your personal lived experience having been adopted. So I'm really interested to hear what your take on all this is.
Ooh, gracious is an interesting word for it. More, if you didn't let me, my thoughts on this whole thing were going to overpower my brain, and you would have just seen steam coming out of my ears. Let me, as an adoptee, I just want to set something up for people in the world who are not adoptive. You don't have adopted children. That's not your lived experience. Hey, folks, taking a child into your custody with no paperwork, that's not an adoption, that's a kidnapping. And we've all agreed on that for like 100 years. You don't get to just pick up kids and go, this one's with me now, and take it home. And for 10, 12, 21 years say, oh, he's my son, as a way of gaining political leverage. But that person does not have you on paperwork. You are not beholden to certain laws. There are not the certain checks and balances that are supposed to be happening to ensure that you're taking care of that kid. The things that happen when you adopt someone. I want to be super clear. What's happened here is not an adoption, and calling it that is crazy. And I don't mean that towards you, Maggie. I mean it towards everyone else saying it. This is one of two things. This is a kidnapping, or this person is being, you just can't do these things. You just can't say, this person's my kid now, and never put that through the proper authorities. That's just stealing a kid. You can't do that.
Well, and maybe there are some foster records that are sealed because the child was, they were a minor, a juvenile.
Potentially, right, yeah.
Occurred, right? I'll take that, right?
Sure.
But what you said about basically calling someone your child when the legal formalities of becoming the parent have never occurred in order to gain political leverage, especially when seen in the context of race in the United States and race in the state of Louisiana.
Yes.
And that this was a young Black man.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, his wife is white. The rest of his family, his other four kids, are white. This is complex.
Very complex, yes.
To say the absolute least about such a thing.
Yeah, and especially to leverage the idea, like, because we've taken in this person who is Black, that means I understand what it's like to be Black. There aren't words for how dumb that is. There is that it's just not how that works, especially when, you know, he's making these claims, and then this young man who's now an adult is nowhere to be found. And if that's his son's, or if that's this person's wish is to not be in the public light, great. But he's already broken that rule by flouting this, you know, waving this flag of this story around and saying, look at me, I'm such a good person. I took this person in.
Which he's created
a
hypothetical universe where he is expects to be given credits.
Yep.
And affirmations for what he claims was an adoption without providing the public any means of verifying whether or not this was in fact a positive and healthy experience.
Exactly.
For this young man.
We have no idea what this young man feels towards this experience. He may have felt initially, oh, good, someone's taking me in. Maybe his situation ahead of that was worse, but hey, that doesn't mean that anything he's given, he should just be infinitely grateful for because it was worse before. No, he's a human being, and adoptees deserve more than the basics, folks. It's insane that we're saying that at this age.
this whole, we could spend a whole lot of time on this tyranny of gratitude framework, which pervades sort of adoption circles. That's very complex.
Oh, yeah.
In cross-racial adoptions, the savior complex that is at play here, and overarchingly, as a society, children, no matter who they are, no matter whom they're parented or not parented by, every child deserves love, safety, a reliable source of food, a good school. These aren't things that children need to be grateful for. They are the absolute bare minimums that society should be providing, and yet we fail so very miserably. So I just think that it is okay and fair for...
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. ABC News, I'm Andy Field. An Israeli soldier kidnapped by Hamas during the initial attack October 7th, now rescued during an Israeli ground operation, according to the Israeli military. To those demands for a ceasefire, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu
calls for a ceasefire. Our calls for Israel to surrender to Hamas, to surrender to terrorism, to surrender to barbarism. That will not happen.
General Motors, now the last of Detroit's big three, saying it's made a tentative deal with striking auto workers. A hearing in Denver continues on whether the Constitution's 14th Amendment would disqualify former President Trump from running again because of his actions surrounding January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Landlord accused of attacking two tenants because of their Muslim faith has pled not guilty. A Plainfield Township, Illinois judge ordering him held without bail. A man charged with stabbing a six-year-old boy to death and seriously wounding his mother.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Tonight, the Bucks take on the Miami Heat at the world-class Fiserv Forum.
Lillard, step back three, on the way, got it! Damian Lillard, welcome to the Queen City!
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
Back here inside of Fiserv Forum, it is the first back-to-back of the season, and with that, the Miami Heat come to town for the first time since the spring when we don't need to remind you what happened. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for the action tonight. And, Dave, I don't know about you, but as we got into the arena and got situated and saw a lot of familiar faces on the Miami side, those feelings just started to come out about seeing Miami Heat.
Justin, talk to me about what you feel. Lay down on the couch here, and what are you feeling right now?
Not very happy.
That was pretty much the sentiment across the board in this city about 6 months ago when the season came to an unceremonious ending with this very Miami Heat team. These two teams, look, I mean, a lot of storylines that go into this thing. You've got the two teams that have played each other in the postseason and ended each other's seasons three of the last 4 years. So that in and of its own right is enough to fuel a rivalry. Then you add in the fact that it was an 8 seed beating a 1 seed when the 8 seed goes supernova and, you know, basically renders the entire regular season that they struggled through moot. That adds a whole nother layer. And then let's fast forward even into the offseason where Dame Lillard says, I'm going to Miami when he demands his trade request out of Portland. Well, not so fast. Next thing you know, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Miami finds themselves not only not getting Damian Lillard, and there's obviously been plenty of talk around the league that they've been waiting out Giannis to see, is Giannis ever going to become a free agent available in the market? We'd love to bring Giannis here. Strike two. Giannis signs his deal. Dame's a Buck, and here we are. The Bucks won the offseason. So that, if you're scoring at home in the last 6 months, that goes one victory for the Heat in the postseason, one victory for the Bucks in the offseason. Let's start it all over again, a new season, and it begins tonight.
Yeah, and by the way, too, in those three playoff matchups, the winner of that series went on to the NBA Finals in each of those. So I think the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics are the two teams that the Bucks have just built up this rivalry with through the last five or so years. And even Eric Spoelstra spoke to that when we heard from him earlier tonight, too, that something between these two teams just brings out the best competition.
Yeah, and it not always the best competition,
well,
as it turns out.
It brings out competition.
I can remember 2 years ago, you and I talked a little bit about this. It was the second game of the season. Very similar to what we saw against Atlanta last night when the Bucks played their second game on the heels of a really high-energy season opener. In this case, it was Philadelphia on Thursday night. In that case, the Bucks on ring night beat Brooklyn. The Nets, Kevin Durant and company were all here. The Bucks beat them, and they felt like they were world beaters. Next thing you know, Brook Lopez was hurt, and there wasn't that same energy in game. The next game of the season, that was in Miami, and it ended up being a blowout. The Heat absolutely dominated the Bucks, and we saw that a couple times in Miami last year. Of course, that was also another situation where Giannis didn't play. Giannis hasn't played a lot in this series here of late. In fact, he's missed 5 of the last 9. So,
and that's been the case for both these teams, that they've matched up, save for the playoffs, they've been without some of their biggest names in these regular season games. And we'll see that again tonight with no Bam Adebayo for the Heat.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, though, that I do. Look, you got to respect your adversary sometime. And in this case, there is respect for this Miami Heat team. Eric Spoelstra gets the best out of his guys. And as he was talking before this game tonight, he mentioned the fact, he said, in this league, it doesn't matter who you have. You have to adapt. And that was somebody saying, hey, is it going to be hard? You know, asking him, is it going to be hard to kind of get your rotations down, all these things, when you didn't have Jimmy Butler the last game? They rested him. That's a whole other story for game two of their season, or three as it were. But, you know, look, at the end of the day, he makes the most of what he's got. And that has been a hallmark of this Miami Heat team that seems to do more with less than just about anybody.
And the good news for the Bucks is Chris Middleton, we will see tonight. So Marjan Beauchamp, the only player on the injury report for the Bucks. But another thing that Spo talked about before the game, too, just the importance of Chris Middleton to this team, and really, without saying it, highlighted just how underrated Chris may be as well.
Yeah, and how selfless,
yeah,
too. I mean, talked about the fact that their sacrifice that goes along. And this is a guy who's been through this before. I tried to get an answer out of him before this game, asking him if there were any comparisons to when the Big Three first got together down in South Beach,
yep,
with LeBron, Bosh, and D-Wade, and even they bring Shaq in there. He wasn't ready to kind of make that comparison. He said every situation's different, but he's been through it, and there is some management of certainly personalities and high-performing personalities, and it does take some time, and the Bucks are going to learn that. There are going to be, unfortunately, probably more nights like the one we saw last night, but obviously now you play this game less than 24 hours later, and that's kind of always a trick no matter how you cut it, but the Bucks were awfully good in these spots last year, 10-3 in the second of back-to-backs, tied with Boston for the best record in the NBA. So see if they can bring a little bit of that over here tonight. But always interesting, regardless of who plays, when these two teams get together.
And I know that's what you were getting at, and Spo wouldn't take the bait, but you mentioned the growing pains of what we saw last night. We did see a lot of that first year with that big three in Miami. It took a couple of weeks before everything. It was
months.
Around Christmas Day, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was even into the second half of the year with those guys.
Before everything started to fall into place. So it takes a while when you're talking about building chemistry, and especially when the scheme has changed on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, that's a whole nother layer that even that group didn't have to deal with, and probably the biggest layer, because, and we'll get more into that as we move along here, but a whole new system is in place here, and it is going to take time. I think on both sides, we'll hear from Coach Griff later talking about how he felt like the offense was more of a concern for him last night, but the defense also had its issues with some assignment breakdowns and those types of things, because these guys are being asked to do different things, and they are learning, and it does. People don't realize how quick decisions, how vital they are in this game. It moves so fast. If you're using even a half a second to think on defense, that can be the difference between getting beat and making a play.
That is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know heading into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief, and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. When we come back, we'll take a look at some news around the league on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and will do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to Frederick.com/neuro.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Counting down to tip-off here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as we get set for the Bucks and the Miami Heat. Let's get you caught up on some news around the NBA. Good news and bad news for the Sacramento Kings and their point guard De'Aaron Fox. Fox appears to have avoided a serious injury after rolling his right ankle in the fourth quarter of last night's overtime victory over the Lakers. However, an x-ray revealed a moderate sprain, and he is expected to miss some time. The Kings are off the next two nights before heading to San Francisco to take on the Warriors Wednesday night. Speaking of the Golden State Warriors, Chris Paul came off the bench in last night's win over the Rockets, something the 19-year veteran had never done before in his career. 1,365 games logged for Paul, all as a starter. That is the most starts without ever coming off the bench since 1971. Chris Paul played 27 minutes. He finished with 8 points and 7 assists. Well, Draymond Green made his season debut, starting in place of Paul for the Warriors. James Harden continues his ramp up for a return to the floor. He participated in walkthrough and a video session with the Sixers before yesterday's home opening win over the Portland Trail Blazers. He is also expected to practice with the team tomorrow. And the NBA in-season tournament, the NBA Cup, begins on Friday. Bucks' first game will be against the New York Knicks here at Fiserv Forum. And the league unveiled alternate courts for all 30 teams to be used exclusively during group play and the quarterfinals. All courts feature the NBA Cup at center court. They're fully painted edge to edge and feature a color from lane to lane, mimicking a 16-foot wide runway. Bucks court can be viewed at NBA.com. It's cream colored with blue trim. Speaking of that in-season tournament, when we come back, we'll fill you in on some of those details. As we mentioned, it starts Friday with the Bucks hosting the Knicks here. All you need to know about the NBA Cup after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Well, be sure to tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento tip-off for homes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. As we mentioned, the in-season tournament, known as the NBA Cup, begins this Friday. The Bucks' first game will be here at Fiserv Forum against the New York Knicks. The way the tournament works, all 30 teams were randomly drawn into groups of five. The Bucks have been placed into Group B in the Eastern Conference. It includes the Bucks, the New York Knicks, the Charlotte Hornets, the Washington Wizards, and tonight's opponent, the Miami Heat, though tonight is not an in-season tournament game. Each team will play four games during tournament nights, two at home and two on the road. For the Bucks, those games are this Friday against the Knicks, Friday, November 17th in Charlotte against the Hornets, Friday, November 24th against the Washington Wizards, and Tuesday, November 28th in Miami against the Heat. The six teams with the best record in their respective groups and two wild card teams, one from each conference, those eight teams will advance to the knockout round. And the wild card teams will be made up of the teams from each conference with the best record in group play finishing second in its group. Once we get down to those eight is where you reach the knockout round. That will take place Monday, December 4th, and Tuesday, December 5th in the respective home team markets. Once we've whittled the field down to four, the semifinals take place December 7th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, and the championship game between the two winning teams will be held just 2 days later. There is a cash prize for players, and it begins, as we mentioned, on Friday here at Fiserv Forum between the Bucks and the New York Knicks. When we come back, we'll go courtside and hear the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Shop the best in-stock selection of doors or design your door your way in-store or online at Menards.com. Get 11% off on an energy-efficient steel door only at Menards. Now through November 5th, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
The We Energies Cookiebook is back with recipes from Wisconsin first responders. These sweet treats fuel our hardworking firefighters, police officers, and EMTs. Pick up your free We Energies Cookiebook at a distribution event near you. Visit WeEnergies.com for a list of locations. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. Happy holidays from all of us at We Energies. We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
It's time to go courtside.
Your job is just to put him in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. But they're leading, you know, picking rolls and making teams pay.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bucks getting set to take on the Miami Heat. It is the final of a three-game homestand to begin the season. And with some thoughts on tonight's matchup, here is head coach Adrian Griffin.
You know, at the end of camp, you know, when he had to change in coaching staff, you said you're going to kind of evaluate if people needed to move or adding anyone. We noticed the first couple games, I think Nate was front of bench, Op was front of bench. Is that something you plan on doing, like just kind of rotate people in?
Right now, just temporary until we come to a more permanent solution, which I don't know what that is. But as of now, we're just rotating coaches.
I guess just for you guys in these first couple of games, what have you seen out of your transition defense?
Well, again, transition defense starts with great shot selection. And I thought we got away from that at times. And when you do that, teams are really good and you give them advantage in transition. So you have to be disciplined on the offensive end with your spacing. Again, shot quality is important. And then it comes down to effort or just sprinting back and finding, you know, the biggest threat. But a lot of that does, you know, your shot quality and your shot selection really impacts your transition defense.
Adrian, the last time the Heat were in here, obviously they won that first round series. A short while after that, there was the coaching change. How much, when you, I guess, applied or interviewed for the job and then moving forward, look back on that series as things maybe you saw that you thought maybe needed to change? And how impactful was that series on your approach coaching the team going forward this season?
Well, I think, you know, in the interview process, I definitely watched the games and the series. And I said this to John and his staff, like, they did a lot of great things, you know, and I wasn't trying to come in and reinvent the wheel. And my approach is always just build on the strong foundation. It's an excellent culture. You know, I wasn't here last year, so I can't speak out, but I do know Bud is phenomenal coach, well-respected coach in our league, and they did some terrific things. And, you know, that's just the way this, you know, this league is about changes, and change is inevitable. But I wasn't trying to come in and blow everything up, just try to add to it and, you know, bring my experiences to the forefront. And but we got a lot of work to do. You know, it's again, you know, we don't look too far ahead. We're not looking behind it. We're just trying to focus on getting ready tonight and having a great performance.
AG, very happy for you, my man.
What's up, AJ? Seton Hall.
You know
Seton Hall product, man.
I would ask about Danny, but we won't go there. Yeah. I want to ask you about Jimmy Butler.
Sure.
And how far you've seen him come from the player when you got him in Chicago to what he is now. What's the biggest takeaway for you?
I think, you know, when I think of Jimmy Butler, I just think of someone who was driven to be successful. He was driven to be an elite player in this league. He had the drive at a young age since he was a rookie. And I remember just, you know, there was times where he would say, man, I could guard LeBron. You know, he's a rookie, man. Like, tell Tibbs to put me on LeBron, man. I'll shut him down. And I'm looking at him like, are you sure? You know, this is LeBron James. But sure enough, you know, there were times when he was a rookie in his second year and he switched on to LeBron or had that assignment, and he did a really good job. And that kind of taught me a lesson, too, as a coach, that you have to believe in the players. You know, like sometimes what we think of players' ceiling is not always accurate. You know, and he's turned himself into a hell of a player. You know, he's an all-star. He's an elite player in our league. And he continues to get better. But he was extremely driven at a young age. And then he was willing to work to get there. A lot of young players, they want the accolades and they want all the things that come with being great. But very seldom are they willing to do what it takes. And Jimmy was definitely willing. He worked. He was one of the hardest workers that I've been around. And just driven to succeed and make it. You know, that kind of tenacity has served him well.
Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin as the team gets set to take on the Miami Heat. When we come back, we will get you up to speed on the injury report for tonight's matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. So, yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
What are we having for dinner? At Cousin Subs, we have a simple answer for this age-old question. A family four-pack, of course. Now at participating Cousin Subs locations, you can get any four classic or deli fresh subs or subs in a bowl and four chips or regular fries for the limited time only price of $30 plus tax after 4 p.m. You heard that right. Feed your entire crew for just $30. Order in store at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Time to take a look at the injury report for tonight's game. The injury report brought to you by Fratert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Their primary care providers are available in more than 25 locations near your home or work, doing everything humanly possible to be here for you. For the Bucks, just one name on it. That is Marjon Beauchamp. He is out with an illness. Adrian Griffin said still to be determined if he'd be able to travel with the team to Toronto for Wednesday's game against the Raptors. As for the Miami Heat, they had a lot of names listed on the injury report. The big one is Bam Adebayo, who will not play tonight with a left hip contusion. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and give you some final thoughts on tonight's matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Almost tip time here inside of Fiserv Forum as we get set for the Bucks and the Miami Heat. Rejoined by Dave Kane. And Dave, the good news for the Bucks on the injury report, very clean, just Marjon Beauchamp out. So we'll get another look at the big three of Chris Middleton, Dame Lillard, and Giannis.
Yeah, and even Marjon not necessarily injured, but dealing with some illness. So that's the good news. But, yeah, the other part is, you get everybody else. And so Chris Middleton will be fascinating to watch what his minute usage is like here tonight. He's not played more than 16 minutes in the preseason or regular season. For that matter, he's only played in two games, since including between the regular season and preseason. So see what he looks like here tonight. But, you know, so much of this, again, goes to getting everybody on the same page and learning this new aggressive scheme defensively without major breakdowns. That's the trick, because they want to put pressure on the outside with that ball handler, and it's a work in progress. I thought Eric Name did a great job in the Athletic article. I don't know if you saw what he put together, but just kind of highlighting some of the issues last night in that game against Atlanta with some of the video review. But nonetheless, that's important. But then the other thing, obviously, and this is what Coach Griff was talking about just a moment ago, it's your offense can be your best defense sometimes, and that not just taking care of the basketball, but also taking good shots. You don't want to give a team opportunity to run, and not that this Heat team has historically been one that is apt to run. In fact, they were dead last in the NBA a season ago in pace, but nonetheless, they will run, and they will take advantage of mistakes when the opportunity presents.
And with no Marjon tonight, there's going to be an opportunity for someone. We kind of talked about that a little bit last night as well with no Chris, but two of the names that come to mind that we've talked about quite a bit already, one of them, A.J. Green, who it's just getting tougher and tougher to keep off the floor, and Andre Jackson Jr.
Yeah, those two bring very different things to the floor. A.J., a sharp shooter who's been outstanding throughout the preseason, and even into the regular season where he hit both of his three-pointers last night. And then Andre Jackson, a defensive stopper, also a guy who can move a team, knows where to put the ball, knows how to run an offense, great floor vision. And then the other guy who we haven't seen, but you never know, Chris Livingston at some point. Yeah. You know, he's a very physical, you know, young rookie, and he's got a ready-made NBA body as well. So at some point, I suspect we'll see him. Haven't seen Ty Washington either in the regular season. Washington's got 2 point guards ahead of him, so he's going to have to earn that time. But, yeah, let the adventure continue here tonight as we continue to learn more about this new-look Bucks team.
Great hair, too, for Andre Jackson Jr. He left that part out.
Great hair. And, hey, let's not shortchange Ty with he's got pigtails. Not a lot of guys can pull off the pigtails.